We are joined by a tight end for the Tennessee Titans, coming off a game where he had 4 receptions, 84 yards, 2 TDs in Sunday's win over Jacksonville. On the season, 8 receptions, 120 yards, 3 TDs. He is tied for 2nd in the NFL in receiving touchdowns. He was the 100th pick overall in 2017 out of FIU. Tennessee's in 1st in the AFC South. They're 2-0. They're at Minnesota on Sunday. That is a 1 p.m. Eastern game on CBS. Jonnu Smith is my guest. Jonnu, great to have you. How are you?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. All right, so you had that monster game on Sunday against Jacksonville. Could not have gotten off to a better start. On the very first play from scrimmage, you're wide open. Ryan Tannehill hits you for a 63-yard gain. Let me start right there. What did you see on that play, and how valuable was it to start that game that way with an explosive hit?
Just navigating my way through the D-line. I knew it was going to be a pile-up as we was, sell and run. And, I just popped out. Just got freed up, man, and Ryan helped me, and I just went and made a play, and I'm actually upset, man. I should have scored, what I mean? I had one guy to beat, and that's usually my that's what I'm known for, with the ball in my hands, the first guy's never tackling me, so I was expecting that to be a touchdown for sure.
I like that. Jonnu Smith joining us. Well, Derrick Henry gets the ball in the next play. He runs for a yard. And then Tannehill comes right back to you, and you do score a 13-yard touchdown. Then you added a 2nd TD late in the first half. I mean, you're looking to have a big game no matter what, but how good did it feel to have such a good performance in a win over a divisional opponent?
It was great. Like you said, man, I mean, individual stats, great, hooray, however you want to say it. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter, if you don't, come out with a win. So, those, individual things ultimately lead to wins if everybody collectively does their job and, make plays and, get on everybody they're supposed to get on, make their blocks, then, the result is most likely going to be a win, and vice versa on the defensive side as well, man. So we just try to, hone in on our job and do the things that we can do right so that we can ultimately come up with a team win. That's what matters the most.
Jonnu Smith is joining us. There's obviously a good connection between you and Ryan Tannehill. Your production took an enormous jump last year when he took over as the starting quarterback. How would you describe the chemistry and the connection that the two of you have?
Yeah, man, we got great chemistry, man, and great trust with one another. Just the work that we put in, this off season, and him having, putting, hours and hours and hours of working with me, man, and me just knowing, where that ball's gonna be, him knowing where I'm gonna be at, just doing that kind of stuff over and over again, man, it just builds so much trust, and you can see it translate. It's a good feeling.
Tannehill, like when he was in Miami, people had a certain perception about what he was like as a quarterback. Then he goes to Tennessee. He's named the starter during the season. And then you guys go to the AFC Championship game. Like, how would you describe him as a quarterback, and what makes him unique?
Man, Ryan is a natural leader, at that position. That's one of the qualities that I believe that you definitely need to be successful, and he has it, man. And his innate ability, man, to go out there and lead a group of guys, man, is unique. It's definitely unique. And just the pure talent that he has, man. The guy's a quarterback. He can make. It's not a throw he can't make, in my opinion. He can do it with his feet if he needs to. We're just extremely fortunate to have that guy on our side of the ball, man, and to be catching passes from him. And, Ryan's going to continue to do great things, man. He's a hell of a worker, hard worker, and, he demands so much out of his offense, The standard is set really high, when that guy's in the huddle, man. So we just all want to make plays for each other, man. It's going to ultimately lead to wins.
Jonnu Smith is joining us. People around the team have been hyping you for quite some time, and they say that they knew this breakout was coming for you. How does it feel to you? Like, did you know that it was coming, and how does it feel to be living it?
Man, I just, I always say, man, when opportunity meets preparation, man, good things happen. And, I'm a product of that. I've had the blessing, man, literally the blessing to come under a guy like Delaney and learn from a guy like him who's been doing it for so many years and being successful at it. And, me and him having, a similar skill set, I got to learn from that guy, man, and, just was patient. I was grateful for that, And, I understand, that this is the pro level, And, you know, guys are, you know, established vets and, you know, guys are, you know, been doing it for a long time. So I was just fortunate to learn from them, man. And you know, I knew my opportunity was going to come. So I just continue to prepare myself, learn from a guy like that, man. He's been great to have in my career, man. I got a lot of credit. More than what it may seem like, but you know, just having a guy like that, man, and just being patient and working my butt off, man. I pride myself on my work ethic, and most importantly, my, you know, my God-given ability. Just you know, tying all those things together, man, and you know, taking advantage of the opportunity when it comes.
Delaney, of course, is Delaney Walker. He is a pro's pro. Now, when you talk about your work ethic, you are a weight room legend to the point that some of your teammates complain about the fact that you're in crazy shape and you like to announce the weight room is free. Where did your love of lifting come from, and then how much does that translate on the field on Sunday?
Oh man, I can remember going back to just doing push-ups. You know, before I go to sleep, when I was, man, 10 years old, just me and my brother just doing push-ups. Me and my friends, they came over, man, we just pull out the deck of cards and you know, just how, whatever deck is shown, man, whether it be a jack, a 10, a, you know what I mean, a 8, you know what I mean? We just doing how many, you know, whatever number pops up on that card, man. And I just grew in love with just working out, just being one of the stronger guys. I guess that was just something in me that was just always competitive. Like, I just wanted to be the strongest guy. Just going to school, I remember doing push-ups in the classroom, against some of my friends in the class, man, at such a young age, you know what I mean, 12 years old, man, but that was fun to me, you know what I mean, I got so much enjoyment out of that, and by the time I got to high school, my mom had sent me to Florida. I was in Philly at the time, she sent me away to Florida, and, man, I guess, of course football is a hotbed in Florida, but weightlifting is also a big thing, you know, down there too. In states like Georgia and Florida, you know, those southern states, weightlifting competition is pretty big in high school. So, our football coach at the time, you know, made sure that all the guys on the football team, we were on a weightlifting team. So I fell in love with that, man, and I did the clean and jerk and I did the bench press. And I just fell in love with the weight room, man, and I just loved working out. And it was just something, man, that was in me since I was young. And, you know, I wound up, you know, competing in county. I was upset because I placed in second place, but I got a trophy for that, man. But it was something that I always just enjoyed doing.
So, General, like, you went to the weight room and you never left, man. You fell in love with it.
Yeah.
So people might think that every dude in the league loves to work out and loves to lift. But is that true? Is that true? They don't, right?
No,
not everybody.
That's not true at all. I thought the same thing, man. I'm like, well, these guys are pros. I mean, some do it. You know, guys are in great shape because they got to be. You know what I mean? But to actually love it, man, that's – so I guess I'm just getting the best of both worlds. Not only am I in great shape, but I love doing it. You know what I mean? I love being in weight room. I love the stress it puts on my body. I love, you know, fighting and urging for that last rep. You know what I mean, man? I just love it. You know what I mean?
Johnny Smith joining us. That is great. Listen, one last thought. You tweeted the following, quote, Publix glazed donuts, the best donuts. Don't even mention Krispy Kreme.
Don't even mention it.
My man, it's a bold statement. It's a bold statement. Lay it out for me. Why are Publix glazed donuts better than even Krispy Kreme?
So I'm gonna give you another quick story, man. So I grew up, I'm with the FIU, man, and it's an enclosed campus, man. It was a pretty large campus, and right across the street from campus was a Publix. Publix grocery store. So we had to go get groceries. Me and my friends, we would walk over there. I had never heard, it was Krispy Kremes all over Miami, but at the time I was a true freshman. We didn't have cars, you know what I mean? So it was, you know, a bit of a hassle for us to actually get to a Krispy Kreme, man. So the only thing we had was those donuts across the street from campus, man. So we would walk over there and we tried them out one day, man, and we never looked back. And ever since then, man, it's been a perfect combination, man. I actually got a box sitting at home waiting on me now. So, you know, after practice, I'm gonna go chow down on some donuts.
So, dude, what's the approach? I mean, is that like a once a week thing? Is there a cheat day, a cheat meal? How does that incorporate in your training?
You know, whoever told you know that the weight room is free, man, you can get away with stuff like that, man, when you love it as much as I do. You know what I mean? Go and eat some donuts, come in here, lift, burn it off, you'd be good.
The weight room is free is a great statement. Listen, one last thought. You mentioned moving to Florida. You've been nicknamed the Fresh Prince of Ocala. For those who do not know, and you mentioned it, you were growing up in Philadelphia, you moved to Florida to live with your aunt and uncle. What was that transition like?
It was a huge transition, man, because the city of Philadelphia is very, it's an urban area, you know what I mean, real metropolitan. You know, it's a real fast city. It's a lot going on. You know, they call it the city of brotherly love. There's not much love there, especially where I grew up at. You know, you get but I love my city. You know what I mean? And you get a taste of, you know, life early, you know, growing up in that city. And then, you know, my mom, you know, wanted, you know, a different upbringing for me. So I moved to Ocala, Florida, man, which was the total opposite. My aunt and uncle lived in an established suburban area. You know what I mean? It was everything that, you know, you would kind of see in a movie on Disney Channel, something right. like that, you know what I mean? And it was just a culture shock to me, because here I am, you know, this kid from the inner city, and just going to, now I'm going to school with, you know, 2,000-3,000 kids that are from all different, you know, races, you know what I mean? And I haven't experienced that growing up in Philadelphia. Everybody in my, you know, hometown was predominantly African American, even in my school, and you know, in high school as well. So it was just different for me, man. But it was great, man. I got to learn and grow, and you know, just be very observant and you know, learn a lot of things, man. It was, you know, one of the best decisions my mom's made for me, man.
Tennessee, how quickly they're in first, and their tight end Jonnu Smith off to a really fast start. My man, so good to have you on the show. I love that conversation. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Let's do it again soon. That was fun. Well done, Jonnu Smith. That was a blast. The weight room is free.